First of all, we are just so glad that so many of you are here. And maybe some of you are a little bit uncomfortable being here, but we are so glad that you came. And we hope that by the end of this conference, those feelings of discomfort will have vanished and that you will come away with renewed hope and peace in God's work going on right now, as well as in the continuing restoration, which began with Joseph. It has been a wonderful experience planning and organizing this conference. This all started with a small group of friends staying together in Challis, Idaho. We were all sitting around and talking one evening about all that's going on in the world, in the nation, and in the church. So much has changed. Our conversation turned to our friends in the LDS Church and how so many are struggling with their faith. Each of us knows or has friends or family who, after searching for answers to their questions, end up throwing all their cherished, long-held beliefs away. We began talking about different ways that we could reach out to our friends and offer an alternative answer. Those of us in Challis that evening, as well as many others, have found far more hopeful answers to our questions than throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So we decided to create a venue to share the answers we have found with you. So here we are gathered together, excited to share the path of hope that we've found. We believe that the restoration is in grave danger and that Joseph barely got his foot in the door, restoring all that God had in store for his people before he was killed. We also believe that God is now working anew to fulfill his purposes and prepare a people ready to receive the Lord at his second coming. We believe that God has set his hand a second time to gather in the remnants of his people and restore them from their lost and fallen state, as he promised to do. We believe that the Book of Mormon and Christ's gospel must be taken to the Jews, so the first shall be last and the last shall be first. We believe that we must hearken to the words of Jesus Christ and also to those he chooses to send declaring his word, or he will not receive us at the last day. We believe that God is a God of covenants, and just as he covenanted with Abraham to keep the promises he made with him, he will and has offered a last day's covenant for us. We believe that we must follow no man, but only Jesus Christ. We must learn to hear his voice and do as he tells us. We must be obedient no matter the sacrifice. And there are many more things we believe. I could go on all day. But the question of the day is, will you be open to what is presented here today? Will you open your hearts and your minds enough to let the Spirit of truth enter in? Or are you so set in your own beliefs and ways to even consider a different path and different ideas than the ones you grew up believing or believe in now? The truth of the matter is, light has dwindled, content has dwindled, many truths given by Joseph have been forgotten and rejected. You see, there is either growth or there is decay. We are either gaining light and truth or we are losing light and truth. And when we lose light and truth, that is apostasy. Losing, rejecting, or limiting godly knowledge is apostasy. This can happen individually, but it can also happen on a broader level. Entire religions can lose knowledge or reject new revelation. In fact, this is the pattern you will find all through scriptures. God sends a servant, messenger, to speak his word, to wake people up. Some will accept and believe, but after a period of time, people become complacent and comfortable and forget, reject, or change the teachings of the servant. There is no guarantee God will send another servant immediately after apostasy. Sometimes many generations pass by before another opportunity is presented. How long was it after Christ's apostles died before Joseph Smith was sent? The search for truth should be our driving force. Are we happy in our complacency and believe that all is well in Zion? That all we need to do is check all the boxes to pay, pray, and obey, and then at last we will be saved in the kingdom of God? Or do we do as we are commanded in our scriptures and ask that we may know the mysteries of God. The claim that one should stay away from the mysteries of God is false. Refusing to follow the command to ask that you may know the mysteries of God denies the power of godliness and opposes the doctrine of salvation. It is antichrist. On the other hand, are we happy to read a few articles on the internet about how the Book of Mormon is false, Joseph Smith is an adulterer, and Joseph somehow pulled the Book of Mormon seemingly out of thin air? I meant the Book of Abraham. If we have questions, then we should be searching on both sides of the coin for answers. I believe that true happiness is not found in complacency and not in quick, perfunctory internet answers, but through diligently seeking, searching, and greatly desiring to know more. Some of you may question, is there a purpose to our existence here? Is the earth here by random chance? Was Joseph Smith a true prophet? Is the restoration dwindling? Is the church preparing a people for the last day Zion? Is the church in apostasy? Are the revelations from church leaders inspired? Are the prophecies outlined in Scripture actually being fulfilled? Is there even a God? These questions require far more time, contemplation, and searching than many of us are willing to give them. They might even require more learning than what is given us in a typical Sunday school lesson. Our goal should be to receive more light. The Scriptures teach us that that which is of God is light, and he that receives and continues in God receives more light, and that light grows brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And what is the perfect day, you may ask? It is none other than standing in the Lord's presence, having him manifest to you, and he telling you the things that ye should do. The responsibility of gaining light and to understand what truth is and what truth is not is up to us. We have to choose. We have to sort it out. And we have to come to the correct conclusion that will help us align ourselves with that narrow window through which the heavens are opened and up which Jacob's ladder is found to be scaled. In order to gain correct knowledge that fills us with truth and light, we must be open to hearing God's voice, however unlikely the source. Will you hear truth spoken here at this conference today? That is up for you to decide. But before you can decide, you must open your heart to accept new ideas and experiment upon the words you hear. Only then can the Spirit of truth have a chance to speak to your heart. The test is always the same. Can you hear the Lord's voice through the servants he sends? Would you have heard John the Baptist as he was crying in the wilderness? Would you have heard Joseph Smith, or quickly dismissed him because of his lack of credentials? Would you have heard our Lord, who came out of nowhere, had no seat to fill, yet threatened the leaders of his house and his church because of his great teachings? The Lord's sheep hear the Master's voice. Are you his sheep? This world is becoming dark. The Lord's Spirit is withdrawing, and men's hearts are waxing cold. The language of Scripture describes the events now underway as the end of the times of the Gentiles. Look around you. It's not hard to see. Things have changed. We do not live in the same world we lived in 2 years ago. We are here to offer you a message of hope. The restoration of the gospel through the prophet Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon are still the foundations the Lord is using to fulfill his promises, even though institutions all around us are failing. It is my prayer and fervent hope that the messages delivered today will stir something deep inside your soul, that you will come away with a spiritual awakening and renewed faith in the restoration. There will be a city of peace set on a hill with the people prepared to welcome the Lord at his coming. The question is, will you heed this last message of warning? Repent of your unbelief and spiritually prepare yourself to be lifted up at the last day. There are wheat and there are tares. The Lord desires you to be wheat.